After last year's terrorist attacks in the United States, many Africans formed views starkly different from opinions in America. As the September 11th anniversary nears, Morning Edition gathered reflections from around the world. Today, commentator Sala Booker says there's disappointment that U.S. behavior toward Africa has not significantly improved.
When I remember September 11th, I think of Africa. I recently returned from Nairobi, Kenya, where I once lived and frequently visit. I stopped at the memorial for the 279 Kenyans and 12 Americans who were killed by the terrorist bombing of the U.S. Embassy in 1998. More than 5,000 were injured. At that time, official America displayed little empathy for the African dead and injured. No war on terrorism was declared. We failed to recognize the indivisible nature of human security then, perhaps because it was Africa. But after the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington last year, Africans and African governments displayed so much compassion for Americans. Services commemorating the dead were held across the continent. And for a moment it seemed that Americans too, in our tragic hour, had come to realize that our vulnerability was the same as that of others, and that the fragile nature of life was universal. For a moment longer, it seemed we were about to realize that the idea of national security was obsolete, because the greatest threats were global, requiring a shared global response. Threats like terrorism, or AIDS, or global warming, or poverty. We stood on the verge of discarding outdated thinking in favor of a new concept of global human security, a view of the world preoccupied less with nations and more with the security of people, families, indeed humanity. But such an epiphany eluded us. Lamentably, in the year since 9/11, we Americans have torn up treaties. We have largely ignored the greatest immediate threat to global human security, the AIDS pandemic. And our president would not even attend the Earth Summit on eradicating poverty and protecting the environment. All of this is central to Africa's survival. It is why so many Africans had hoped the U.S. had changed as a consequence of that sad September. As I traveled around Africa this summer, I heard friends say that the greatest international threat today is not a bearded band of medieval terrorists, but the policies of a very 21st century Washington. Surely, America's security is not enhanced if our actions threaten the security of the rest of the world.
The comments of Sala Booker, executive director of the advocacy group Africa Action,